Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dick Talk, the podcast in which we read smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
And I'm Emily.
And this week we read Falls Boys by Penelope Douglas.
Have you read the Fall Away series? And didn't you love every character in that? Well, you're in luck because you definitely want to read that before reading this. All of your favorite characters come back and have a wonderful time, or their kids come back and have a wonderful time. Yeah, so our MC is Era Marquis, and she is a tough girl from the other side of the tracks. She's from Green Street. That's and then the there's Hawk, who's the class president, perfect boy, son of somebody important.
Some business
if you read
owner.
The first book.
Yeah. The mayor's nephew. Arrow's an enforcer, even though she's like 5 foot nothing and 100 pounds. So she gets sent out to collect money for the gang, and somehow that works, but she keeps getting robbed by the cops, and that happens again tonight. So she decides to just go over to the rich side of town and make some trouble, which leads her to not only meeting Hawk, breaking into his house, but also kind of busting up a drug deal that a local cop is running. They both have to go into hiding into Carnival Tower, which you of course are familiar with from the previous series, and they slowly fall in love. Can the bad girl bag the class president? Find out in Falls Boys by Penelope Douglas.
I rated it, he was a virgin, she was a gang member. Can I make it any more obvious?
Two Carnival Tower thumbs sideways.
Is it a fucking earthquake? I rated it so self-referential that I'm only pretty sure I got the plot.
I also said, Arrowhawk coming to CW this fall.
Yes. Hawk Arrow. If this book sounds like something you want to read and haven't read yet, please be advised that our podcast is full of spoilers. If you're reading along with us, we would love to hear from you. Email us at dicktokthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram or TikTok at dicktokpod, DikTokPod.
So you guys didn't feel lost with all of the references to the previous series?
I didn't know there was a previous series, and yeah, I was very lost. Can confirm.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of characters to keep up with and like their backstories and their family's backstories. So I didn't know that the previous series was about their parents.
Yeah, that would have been helpful to have that context. So yeah, one of my first notes was so many names right off the bat. Who are these people? How am I supposed to keep them straight?
And I'm not married to gender by any means, but yeah, most of the female characters having generically male names.
Yes.
I was like, shit.
It was confusing.
Dylan and Tommy were both girls.
Uh-huh. And Arrow is
Arrow,
not exactly.
Yeah.
Arrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Skylar, Quinn, yeah. Winslet.
Yeah. So I did keep getting confused because it would be like Hawk's friends and Arrow's crew, not necessarily friends, but like, God, you know, it was a lot of names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus all their family members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enjoyed the brain stretch challenge to gender norms, but it also made it very hard to.
But if you're going
to
have 200 characters, you really need to get, like, throw us a fucking buoy here, guys.
I picked this one because I was particularly interested in the trope of like nice guy and bad girl, just as a little flip to what we usually have been doing.
Yes. Boy, was that incorrect.
Yeah, that really was like
he
was a dick. He was straight up mean.
And I think there's something deeply psychologically wrong with him.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's called being rich. And she could have been so much meaner, and I wish she had been.
She cried a lot for someone with her upbringing.
Yeah, and
she did.
Yeah, not even that, but just like the switch kind of flipped quickly with like, oh, she's a tough badass to like.
She's never cried one tear. To,
right.
Oh, here they all
shit,
are.
She crying. Yeah. Or just, yeah, that she's like actually a softie. It was a slow burn in the sense that they didn't fuck until like 75% of the way through the book, but not necessarily as like a trope personality wise.
They sure did start as enemies and they sure did end as lovers, but it didn't really feel like an enemies to lovers in the way that many do.
I mean, it relied a lot on us having an emotional attachment to things and characters, which I'm like, Rebels and Pirates are dumb names for gangs. This is bullshit.
It's a high school mascot.
Yeah.
It's not even real gangs.
Yeah. It was really hard for me to grasp what was important and like scary and actually dangerous versus what was like high school antics, because everything felt overwrought.
Yes.
Which like, yes, high schoolers will be all of the ways that they behaved, but like, I want to be there with them. And I was not. I was on the outside being like, so the friends that kidnapped her, how serious is this kidnapping?
Joku.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Are we afraid? They did kind of tie her up with zip ties, but also it seems to be a prank.
That they do every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
On multiple occasions, too, because like the prisoner exchange happens at the next celebration night, which is the first football game of the year.
Wow, that person's held hostage a long time.
No, no, no. Well, I think they're kidnapped that night, but I don't know. Fuck it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Like, okay. We all went to high school. Were any of your high school experiences anything like this rivalry?
No.
Like, not your experience. Like, were you Arrow and Hawk? No. But, like, the rivalry? Are people really that invested in high school?
I literally did not give a shit. Some people are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, from Georgia.
I just
went to high school in Gwinnett County, but like, and people were invested in football, but there wasn't a rivalry.
Yeah, not like this. Like,
but maybe it's because we lost every game.
Damn.
Maybe because we weren't that good, but.
Yeah. I mean, like, I went to the football game for the marching band. So, like, I have no stake in this.
Yeah. It seemed a bit overwrought in the high school rivalry department.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of departments.
Yes. All of the possible departments we could shop in for this book, I think.
I also had some trouble with time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just with, like, the music being out of place, which I feel like Killian's going to want to talk about. But, like, even, like, what time of day it is. Like, it kept being like, wait, it's night? Wait, isn't it the middle of the day?
Yeah.
Like, the fuck time is it?
Literally 2% of the way through chapter one. When Hugo, the gang boss, I guess.
God, I got all of them confused. I was like, who's the cop and who's the gang boss and who were her former roommates again?
Or not roommates, foster
siblings.
Yeah. It's basically implied that if she comes back empty-handed from this rent collection quest, that she's going to have to make it up by prostituting and getting the money that way. And he's like, that's not what I want to see, Arrow, but maybe it's better, you know, more money, a lot less risk. And I was like, of course a fucking man would say that is a lot less risk than like running drugs or collecting rent from strip clubs and liquor stores. Hugo's not the one that would get fucked in the ass by a stranger. Like,
yeah,
beat around,
less risk my ass.
STDs.
Can we talk about what happened with her stepfather? That actual, like, confrontation?
Ooh.
Yes. I remember all of that.
In great detail.
So she goes back, finds him there. He's thrown out the kid's colored pencils. Where did the gun come from? Do we know?
He had it?
I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. I think he had it and she got it from him or...
Okay.
Because she shot him, right?
I thought she shot him in, like, the leg or the knee.
Should have been the dick, but can't always get what you want. Also, like, they go into hiding for...
Hiding.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, quote-unquote. Yeah, and, like, they would just be, like, going to the mayor's party at his mansion. I'm like, y'all are... fugitives
going to the lake where everyone is
going to the fucking drag street race or whatever. Yeah. Like,
they put on sweatshirts.
Yeah,
incognito.
What in the hell?
And then everything constantly being filmed, which is realistic, not his weird thing, but like the fact that, like, oh yeah, three videos popped up of last night. I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That is what would happen. Because it's post 2020 because they put on masks.
Yeah, like grabbing face masks. Yeah, she says, I've been vaccinated and boosted, she snips. You mean you haven't? Doesn't sound like you. Figured you for someone who doesn't even drink diet soda because it's carcinogenic. That don't make no sense. Like, you would think that he wouldn't be vaccinated if he felt that way.
He could still be anti-vax.
Right.
It's a privilege.
Still good. So when you said videos, I at first thought you meant all the CCTV.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
In the town. Mm-hmm. Maybe having read the prior books would provide context here, but really, this Carnival Tower place has all this CCTV stuff. And, okay, so this was their parents' generation. So 15, 20 years later, it's all still working?
I think he installed it himself. That was my impression, yeah.
How the hell did he tap into all this CCTV in the town?
I don't know, but he's the one who, like, put a tracker on his cousin without her knowing.
Sure, but that's easy. You just put a, you know, air tag in someone's purse.
Yeah, he's too busy not fucking so he can do all this. He has all the free time in the world.
I have another question. How does Hawk access and manipulate police records?
Man, I told you, this is another, like, tech bro.
Yeah.
No, too far.
Sorry.
High school senior.
What's in the text?
That doesn't mean I believe it. The magic of Carnival Tower. It has access to everything.
I fucking guess, man. All these men just learning how to code. They're all computer hackers.
It's the only way to get laid.
Or not laid, as it were.
Yeah. Can we talk about that first scene with his ex, Skylar? What's his ex's name? Dylan?
No, Dylan's his cousin.
Dylan's his cousin.
I think Skylar was
the ex. Yeah, Skylar is the ex.
Okay.
All these names.
Yeah, right.
Skylar was just so likable.
Yeah.
No wonder they didn't stay together.
So he sees her TikTok, Instagram story, whatever. Which I imagine him watching it on, like, this big, like, all of the big, like, monitors. But then, like, this is when I was like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, he calls her and he's like, touch yourself. And then he's like, you're not the girl I picture. And I'm like, what?
That's mean.
Yeah. Like, do you get off on this, dude? Because, like, who the fuck does that?
He did not.
I know.
Yeah. There was, like, at least two times when he called her up or stalked her. Yeah. And was like, I'm ready. I want to fuck. And then they, like, start getting into it. And then he's like,
never mind.
No, I can't. I shan't and I mustn't. Like,
the phone call wasn't him getting freaked out. Like, it was fucking intentional.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Skylar really should have left him in the dust.
Yeah.
A while back.
Yeah.
But she wanted that prize.
Yeah.
That
prized peen.
Dick.
Sometimes you make a bet in the high school girls' locker room and you just kind of.
You don't. Like,
it's just locker room talk.
That's another thing about the whole gender swap thing that has happening. I don't know about y'all, but I do not know any women that are like,
I gotta deflower that dude.
Yeah, I gotta deflower him. And win the prize.
No. Yeah. That was not a thing.
Also, my friends and friend group were dating slightly older. And so if virginity was being lost, like, we were younger. Like, it was just normal for guys to, like, wait a little bit longer. Like, that's just kind of how it happened because they had to grow into their looks a little bit.
That's true. They are all ugly.
Yeah.
When they're, like, 16, 17. Ugh.
15. 14,
yeah.
14, 15. Like,
smell bad.
Yeah, they haven't learned to shower yet. It's bad.
Okay, can we talk about Carnival Tower? I had a really hard time picturing what the fuck was going on because it's like a secret room between a bakery and another business.
More than a room. It's like
it's like multiple rooms. It's like a tunnel
compound
with multiple rooms and a mirror that is the entrance to the tunnel that goes into the bakery.
And a mirror in the club teenage hangout.
Right. But then they had to, like, climb a fire escape to get
so there's
down
like a roof hatch
into
too?
It.
Yeah, so there's a roof hatch, and that's the main entrance. because the businesses are locked, I assume.
Yeah, no, I guess, one in this city. Yeah. No one in the city planning department has ever run across these blueprints.
Yeah, what the fuck? What?
Except for the two original guys, the twins, maybe.
I can't remember.
Who kidnapped the girl?
Okay.
Yeah, any of us know the story there?
That? Because that was so weirdly vague.
They have to be the main characters from one of the earlier books. Because it's all starting again.
Oh, God.
So what the book says, what the quote-unquote legend says, mm-hmm. with what they figure out at the end, there were two guys who were twins. They dated a girl from the other side, from the rich side. She broke one of their hearts. He pretended to kill himself. And then they kidnapped her through the mirror on that celebration night.
The grudge night?
Grudge night, yeah.
Yeah.
And then had sex with her?
Sounds consensual and fun.
The implication in the story is that it was consensual because she, like, waited specifically to be kidnapped. It's implied that she doesn't know who she's having sex with.
Yeah.
So that's a violation at the very least.
Right. Yeah. That is false pretenses.
And they texted about it a lot and then left all of the phones there because they were all burner phones. And then planted more... at least one more burner phone because they really like Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their egos wouldn't let them not leave that legacy, I guess.
Yeah. I did like their pretending to be the people of the past almost sex scene where she's like running away from him and turning out all of the lights and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like the author didn't trust us enough to like get it because she was always like, he pulls down what's her name's pants, which is means he pulls down mine, and we're like, yeah, we get it, we know.
We are also reading this book.
Yeah, we were there too.
But kind of hot.
I do have it marked the first time that they finally fuck, and it is 74% of the way through. I have highlighted when he says, "Hold on, it's my first time." I'm like, we know.
It's all you talk
so
about.
That is literally your whole thing, is that girls want you so bad, but you can't get it together enough to wanna.
He's too much in his head.
He's too much in his head, dude.
She treats him like an abused golden retriever. She's like, I just have to win his trust enough to let me suck his dick.
Yeah, like you gotta work up to that.
Up to that honor.
Okay, he's such a fucking asshole. So 3% of the way after they fuck, so we're at 77% for those keeping score. She says, I'm just being practical. I say, keeping calm. You're not going to fall in love with the high school dropout. I can't pay for anything. Eventually, you'll meet someone else. Maybe save some of these adventures for her. And he says, I'd rather know what I'm doing when I meet her.
Every time he refuses to reassure her when she tests him, I'm like, why are you putting up with this?
Yeah. What the fuck?
He's failing.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like even a high school me who had very little pride would have been like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. That was a test. You definitely failed. Yeah, you're not supposed to agree with me when I say, well, at least I'm good practice for the one you'll actually be in love with.
And then don't bang him right afterwards.
Yes!
Come on!
Have some respect! Some bad reinforcement. So Quinn's Bake Shop, run by a teenager or a college student, only open in the summer. Somehow still in business.
Well, when you're rich. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. And the landlord is just like, yeah, okay. You can only be open 2 months. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Daddy pays a rent.
I guess. It's just very convenient. Very convenient for Hawk and Arrow to then have cute pizza adventures.
Oh, I did love that part when they were making pizza with Arrow's younger siblings and Hawk says, Chicago-style pizza is not pizza. I retort, sorry I ever got in this dumbass discussion with her. And I have been in that dumbass discussion many times.
Which side are you on?
I don't like Chicago pizza, but it is a type of pizza.
It's the best type of pizza.
I think that it's...
just facts.
I mean, it's basically lasagna.
I mean, call it what you want. It's delicious.
I mean, I love a good tomato sauce. I feel like a lot of times it has too much cheese, which I'd be choking on sometimes. My dad ordered some frozen Chicago-style pizzas from Uno Pizzeria, which is a chain, mm-hmm. and mailed them to my house.
Oh, dear. That's not a recipe for success.
Well, it actually was. I mean, I guess they delivered it.
Freezes fine.
Right, okay. Yeah. They freeze fine, but they were enormous, and there were two of them, so I, like, didn't have enough room in my freezer, and that's such an aggressive food to send to someone when they don't know.
He was making a statement, right?
Yeah. And I guess it was made an hour and 45 minutes after I put the pizza in the oven.
Has anyone ever heard of cop car lights being referred to as fruits baskets?
Fuck no.
I have not.
What? Was that even referred to in this book?
Yes.
I read this book.
Y'all also do not recall that phrase. And that would have stood out.
Weeb.
Freedom, what's that? You're just waiting to see if their fruit basket lights up in your rearview mirror.
Huh.
Is that a Chicago thing?
Let's go with yes.
It's as stupid as their pizza.
I enjoyed when she finds out that he likes astronomy. I mean, I thought that that was like, yeah, you guys have an interest in common. It's obviously true love.
Just the one.
Yeah. But I did like when she was like, well, I'm now having a fictional debate with him about black holes and preparing arguments on either side, depending on what he says. I was like,
yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah. I am a sucker for the trope of like the guy has access to a thing that the woman would be interested in, like him having the keys to the planetarium or fucking what's his name from Descent having the access to reserve the whole Met just to impress the girl. I am kind of a sucker for that.
Yeah. Also pro that.
I hate it. No.
Damn. I did imagine, though, that it was like a planetarium that you went to in like the early 80s when they would be playing like Freebird or something while you look up at the ceiling like in Freaks and Geeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. It was already good. Now it's better.
Yep.
Oh. So I guess this is the trope of guys knowing what size clothes to buy you, but him knowing her bra size?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, women don't even know their bra sizes. Like, you don't know that she's a 34C.
Yeah, no one knows their bra size.
Especially not teenagers.
Right. Yeah, that was less than believable. Unless he was like, you have the same exact size boobs as my cousin that I see all the time. Like,
and whose boobs I am intimately familiar with.
Yeah.
So getting frisky on the same day you get a Brazilian wax.
No.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
You're first. Not just any. You're first. Because I've done it regular, right? And it's not particularly pleasant.
Mm-mm.
You'd be hurting.
But man, after your first one.
And just for there to be no comment on the follow-up pain.
Yeah, I personally was like, nobody talk to me.
Nobody touch me.
Yeah. Nobody like, touch me.
I can actually not allow any bodily fluids near me, actually.
Yeah, I'll pee tomorrow. But it was pretty funny that she went with Dylan. Like a couple's waxing.
That's actually the enemies to lovers story I was here for.
God, I was so much more into her friendship with Dylan.
Dylan's like, sweet.
Yeah.
They should have been gay. But I always think that,
right.
So.
Yeah. Dylan didn't do her half as dirty as Hawk half the time, so.
No. For real. And she punched Dylan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, before they were friends, but still.
She extorted her for money and punched her.
Yeah.
And then they went and got waxes like a bestie.
And that's a better love story.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the first time they fuck, again, 74% of the way through, Ray says, what the fuck? My head spins, everything is so warm, and something is squeezing my cock. But my hands are on her, and her hands are on my shoulders, and dot, dot, dot. And I said, then who's driving the bus?
I would have liked a little more time in the cabin with the lake. Although I got a little skeeked out by him putting his lake dick in her.
I didn't think about that.
You're welcome. I was like, that's an infection right there.
Microbes. All of the microbes.
It was really sweet and romantic. And it's just like, and then we swam in the lake. And then we fucked again. And then we had to go home for dinner. And I'm like, we're just, all right, that's what we get. All right. Let's do another car fuck, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, and another thing that I put about the gender swapping of the nice and bad, it's not quite one for one with other romance novels, is because she actually stops when he wants her to.
Instead of it turning into rape real fast?
Yeah. Yeah. She never goes even a second more than what he wants. And that's great.
They're so in tune with each other.
Right. Like, I'm not saying it should be like, hey, she should keep going. Like, no, but...
But it's a clear difference.
It is
in
a
these
very
books.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think she could have been meaner, though.
Yeah. I think she could have been harder.
Mm-hmm.
She gave him some reality checks, but I think he needed even more and more aggressive ones. Like, the amount of times he said, well... My dad pulled himself up by his bootstraps.
Literally have that here where he says, I'm not letting her turn this around on me. Poverty is no excuse to do the things she or any of her pals do. She can make her own opportunity. My dad did. Shut the fuck up, dude. God, the male privilege and the white privilege in this book is...
It radiates.
Astounding.
He also swings right back into misogyny after the tattoo scene, or maybe before the tattoo scene. He's always like, come here. So, and even though she's like, no, I'm like, you understand why this is still a problem. And even in the very last scene, like the epilogue, he's like, oh, well, I've seen the way you deal with problems with females. And I was like, are we red flagging at all here? Because like, this guy's getting progressively worse as this book goes on.
Yeah, I was
but
like.
But he's a good lay.
Is he?
Fucking. Eventually. Maybe. My last highlight, who fucking knows what the context is, but it describes Dylan's outfit.
Oh, is it right before
is
they
it
go
the pool
to the party?
Party makeover?
That pool party sounded rad as fuck with the foam machine all over.
Yeah,
and then,
it did.
Like, the weird handcuffing thing. I was like, this is fun. But also like
high school?
Well, and also Eros taking it very seriously. Too, and I'm like, I just don't know how serious this is because it seems like fun.
Right. What are the stakes here? Are y'all fugitives or not?
Right.
Okay, but never mind. I misread this. I did not see that she is wearing shorts. It says black shorts, a long sleeve, loose black top that cuts up in the front a little, showing her stomach, and sheer black tights. I did not see the shorts part, so I thought this girl was just walking around in sheer black tights.
Woo.
Like see-through tights.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Underwear, fully display. If that.
If that.
If any.
I mean, she did just get waxed, so gotta show it off, girl.
Had to be ready for grunge night.
Oh, but...
Air
tights.
Out the lake pussy.
And then Coco, who got carried out over some guy's shoulders, and it was like, you're coming with us. And she's like, I want to see what their parties are like. So I was like, really, Coco? She's like, I want to see what the parties are like. I was like, yeah.
I can't even remember who Coco was.
She's the one who was having the quinceañera, but she was 17, not 15.
Oh, yeah. Right. I did really like at the end where they're having the like competition to stay on as long as they can on the train tracks, and whoever stays the longest gets Arrow. So it's either her gang or Hawk or whoever, but then she's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets herself. And I was like, hell yeah.
That was the only decent way to resolve that.
I agree.
Yeah. So bizarre. Which was like so soon after he got the tattoo. Which was quickly forgotten, kind of. Like, it was supposed to be so meaningful,
yeah,
and then it was
is he Green Street or not?
He got a gang tattoo.
Yeah.
On his neck.
On his neck.
Yeah, and it was right after that that they were going to jump in the water. I was like, eh. Not with that fresh tattoo.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. I was like, oh, that's getting infected.
Mm.
Teenagers, man.
Good.
Maybe also, when they had sex immediately after that, I was like, man, you're sweating all over that tattoo. That's brand new. And I was also thinking about, like, how tired I get after tattoos, because, like, it's so much endorphins that you don't even realize. And then, like, you're like, or adrenaline. And then you're like, oh, I'm tired. And I was like, well, he's a teenage boy. Probably doesn't need that post-tattoo nap.
Nope. Just a post-tattoo bang.
Okay, who was the guy who knew where the laptop was hidden? Who, like, put the laptop in the safe?
Wasn't that Hawk's
somebody's twin
brother? Or no, not.
Dylan's has twin older brothers, I think.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, one that went to college. Chicago
and the other. Okay.
Or something, yeah.
Because okay. They're like, how did he know? And I was like, I don't even know who we're talking about.
Right?
Okay, so I did have a question about when she struts into the shop at the end. And she's like, yeah, so there's a camera there, everyone saw me, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, so if I steal it from you, you won't see me. And he's like, you're hired. And I was like, what? Why is that? How is that?
She confused him into giving her a job.
Maybe.
Either that or everyone knows she's dating Hawk now, so...
I mean, I don't think there was much getting out of it for that family.
Yeah.
I mean, because she's literally living with his parents, so.
God, that's going to be awkward
for her.
Yeah. Redo senior year.
The whole GED bias thing was really weird, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's like, you're never going to get a job with a GED. And it's like, dude, that's what a GED is for.
Yeah, literally. Some colleges don't accept it. And I'm like,
then don't go to those colleges.
Yeah, like I know people who ended up at Ivy Leagues. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. They don't care about your age. They just want your money.
Yeah.
And your good test scores. But mostly your money.
Penelope Douglas is Hispanic?
A worm?
I don't know.
Oh.
This was pretty right on.
Cool.
I didn't find many faults. She might be more Hispanic than me. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, did y'all read her author's note at the end?
No. What did it say?
It said that Arrow was somewhat, like, self.
Ah.
Okay.
Like, Penelope uses they, them, so making themselves feel like the badass they wish they'd been coming from a similarly tough situation. So that, as unreal as a lot of this book felt, hearing that the author had also struggled with, you know, poverty and coming from a rough home, like, okay, I can see how this would help rewrite some of that dark history.
Mm-hmm. Her background was not remotely unbelievable.
Right.
Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I did think she was pretty well written. I liked Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
It was more Hawk's side that was a bit.
Fuck him. Don't fuck him. You can try.
Unreal.
Yeah, I thought this book was about 150 or 200 pages too long.
I mean, of course, I wonder if it was exciting every time they mentioned something from some character that you like. You know, from the previous series, like, how much better does that make it? Penelope Douglas is such a name in this industry that I was kind of disappointed. But again, like, we're kind of not reading it with full context.
Right.
True.
But if it can't stand on its own, how is it the first in a new series?
Yeah, it should be a follow-up rather than its own thing.
Yeah.
It definitely was lacking context from not having read the first one.
Yeah, we could have gotten Hawk's dad's bootstrap story.
Yeah. Gonna have to go back and read
how
just
he
for that.
Opened his streetcar racing business.
Which is like, for an illegal activity, which it is an illegal activity.
Yeah.
Like, real fucking public.
A business?
Like,
that pays taxes?
Your brother's the mayor?
Yeah.
Or brother-in-law, I don't know.
I think
brother.
Yeah. Dylan's dad, right?
Yeah.
He's
got the weird name.
Maddock?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mayor Maddock.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, really close almosts.
Yeah, just the tip.
Just the tip. Which was definitely a theme for these three books this round.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, it was.
Ugh.
Yeah, for a podcast about smut, we haven't read a lot of smutty smut.
God, give me Rook's Grave Manor again, for fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
I need something filthy.
So, if this book is mainly about Arrow, why is it called Fall's Boys?
Amen. Yeah, like, we don't really know about the rest of them boys.
No, not really.
They're just kind of mentioned in passing. They're like tertiary characters. I was also wondering that. What was the next book in the series called?
Was it Party Girls?
Pirate Girls.
Pirate Girls.
Ooh, so Dylan and others.
Presumably.
Is Skylar considered a pirate girl, or is she just
She goes to that high school.
God.
I guess Arrow is going to be a pirate, so maybe she dumps college boy Hawk and gets with Dylan. So it's about those two pirate girls.
Committing crimes together.
Yeah.
Beating up cops or whatever the fuck it was that they got in trouble for in the first place. What happened was... I really don't remember a goddamn thing.
What, like how they got in trouble the first time?
Yeah. Didn't they like sink Reeves' cruiser in the lake or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
As well as his money?
And the cocaine. Lots of cocaine.
Right.
Two bags worth?
Yeah.
Because somebody died in a car wreck and was high on that cocaine that was probably supplied. But that was a reference to a book I didn't read. I'm going to bet that works. Yeah, that works perfectly. I'm sorry.
I'm the one that knows the most about sound design.
Produced by Derek Adams.
All right. Thank you, bartender.